Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
These believers, of course, they came out of Judaism into Christianity, and man, what a change. Matter of fact, the types had been given away to the anti-type. Now, that may be deep for some of y'all, but the types would be what we're looking at, the sacrifices and all the things that pointed to Christ. Christ was that anti-type. In other words, he was the real thing. All these others were shadows of the substance. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. This is why Paul is talking about, y'all can't handle some of this stuff, okay? You're still babes, and we're growing together in this. And that's what in this chapter, he said, now let us go on from those types to the antitype. And some of those Jews, they choked on it. The believers, they choked on it. And they couldn't handle it, so they went back to Judaism because they were used to, they went from the shadows to the substance, Jesus Christ. And it all went back to the basic of the lack of faith or unbelief in God. Remember, we talked about that in earlier chapters, how the Hebrew people, they're walking, they were delivered out of Egypt, and they had Canaan, that land that flowed with milk and honey, but because of unbelief, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and I could use this term, all of them dropped dead who was over the age of 20 except for Caleb and Joshua. Everyone else dropped dead. Can you imagine walking in circles? It would have took them, if I remember right, about 11 days trip or whatever it was to get into Canaan. They just walked in circles for 40 years. Can you imagine? We just buried Uncle Frank there, a month ago, and here we are going to see. Anyway, it was because of the unbelief. That's the reason they didn't enter into rest. Remember, we talked about enter into rest. They didn't enter into their rest because of unbelief. And these are believers. So the same thing is taking place here. Paul is making these Hebrew believers aware of this. Now, let's read the first three verses of Hebrews chapter 6. Beginning verse number 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. We're moving on. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God and of doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. Man, there is so much here. I thought I could get through this. I was putting the lesson out here this week, kind of writing. Well, there it is. I just couldn't get out of it. There's so much here. I wanted to move on to verse number 4. But just these three verses, the word therefore, you've learned already as a Bible student that the word therefore is there for a reason. Literally, it's there for a reason. And it takes us back to verses 11 and 14 of chapter number 5. Remember the principle that Paul had laid out. And he said, therefore, something had been stated previously. And based on that, the fact, therefore, based on what was previously said in verses number 11 through 14, we talked about it, that Paul had rebuked the Hebrews for their spiritual laziness and compared them to babies taking milk when they should have by now been eating meat. Therefore, okay. A strong, powerful word. Okay, and a lot of us just move on and from it. We just try to get into other Bible reading. But let me tell you, every word of God is pregnant with information. Every word. So that word, therefore, is very important. It takes us back to Paul's previous statements there in the previous chapter. Well, then he makes this statement, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, leaving the principles. Now, we learned last week, it talked about when the oracles, the first principles, and all these other things it talked about, it refers to the Word of God, the basic, if you will, the ABCs, the basic doctrines. Now, they're very important. I mean, they're of the utmost importance. But he makes that statement, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, literally having left the ABCs of Christ. That's what it means. Okay? Here's the thought. Now, again, as I was pondering this section, when we were little, whether you're homeschooled or in kindergarten or whatever, you learn the ABCs. Even our grandkids, they come over, our little one, they'll do that. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. You know, they've learned their ABCs. Well, when they were just young. Well, it's interesting. Why do we learn our ABCs? To sing that little song? No. So we could learn to read, and we can learn to write, and we can learn to grow. Okay? Wouldn't it be awful for an adult still, you know, to be had careful, still only know their ABCs? It's like a baby. It wouldn't be natural for a grown person to still be literally on a bottle drinking milk. It's, matter of fact, if they didn't grow as a child in up in years, we'd be taking that baby to the doctor. That toddler and the teenager, there's something wrong. He's not growing. He's not maturing. We'd be taking him to the doctor all the time. How much more important it is for a believer who hasn't grown. They've been saved for years and years, but they're still a babe in Christ. They're still on their ABCs. And the thought is this, that we did not keep learning the basics. We used the basics to go on to better things. We didn't just stay ABCs. We learned to read. We learned to write. A foundation had been laid, and we built upon it. From the ABCs, we went to graduation, high school, whatever it would be. From graduation, some went to, got an associate's degree. Some got a bachelor's degree. I mean, they progressed. Are you following? They kept, some got a master's, some got a doctorate, a PhD, and whether or not, you know, that's, but you see the principles that you're growing. You're not just in your ABCs, but these Hebrew believers, they were stuck with that. They haven't grown, and this is what the Apostle Paul is literally saying, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ. That's the basics. We all know about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have to know that in order to be saved. But again, that's the ABCs. The virgin birth. Everybody understand. Well, I say understand, believes the virgin birth. Again, that would be categorized as a basic Bible doctrine. You don't have to understand it either. Nobody understands it. You just believe it. Are you fine? There's some basic Bible doctrines that pretty much everybody would believe. The triunity of the Godhead. We would believe that Jesus is God, very God. Would you call that basic? Well, the Bible says this. Jesus said this in John chapter 8. If you don't believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. So you must believe in order to be saved that Jesus Christ is God, very God in the flesh. You must believe that He died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again according to Scripture. You must believe that in order to be saved. So that's why these are kind of categorized, if you will, the basic Bible doctrines, the ABCs. That's the milk. Okay, that's where you begin. But Paul says we have to grow from that. There is so much more to learn than these things. And that, so he's talking about we're to mature. It's normal for a believer to grow. It's abnormal, in other words, it's not normal for a believer not to grow, to stay where he is for years and years and still, as Paul talks about, still in the bottle, not able to eat meat. That's not normal. It does not mean you're not saved. You're going to heaven, but yet you're not entering into the rest. And all that God has for you as a believer, you're missing out on it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.